Lawmakers had until the end of the week to file an appeal to the landmark ruling that called Pennsylvania's school funding unconstitutional. But guess what? They didn't file anything. We're joined by Amanda Fitzpatrick, WHYY's city education reporter, to talk about this non-event. Amanda, welcome to Studio 2.
Thank you. You know, this is a big deal for education. A lot of people are really excited about what this means for the future and even future generations. They had until midnight, July 21st, to appeal the decision, which would have meant what? That if they appealed it, that they would stop the funding. It would be a lot of litigation. But because they did not appeal the decision, that means that, well, now there can be some money that are thrown towards these schools that need it so they can improve these schools. And that's the biggest, I think, exciting part of this factor is that that happened.
Amanda, backtrack a little bit for us. Give us the history of this case and how we got here.
I'm sure, you know, it happened about 9 years ago, started back in 2014. And it's been one of those things where it was a 4-month trial and the judge decided in the case that it was, in fact, school funding system was violating the state constitution to provide adequate schools and to approve schools in low wealth areas. And that was the problem. You know, we've talked about schools that have asbestos and schools without air conditioning units. We talked about curriculum that was needed for English as a second language and even pre-K. And now, thanks to this ruling, which says that schools were not providing adequate education for all students across the state fairly, now that means that they're going to be able to get the funding they need to provide those programs. And once they can do that, the hope is that they'll be able to do it quickly, but we don't know when or even how much. And I think that's where the what's next happens.
Yeah. And I think about this. I mean, do we have any idea why they decided not to appeal?
That's a good question. If you look at some of the statements that have been released by some of the legislative leaders, in particular, House Minority Leader Brian Cutler, he talks about endless litigation. If they were to continue to fight against what the judge decided, which was the ruling that it is unconstitutional, how they were handling the funding for these schools, it would be a nonstop back and forth up to the Supreme Court. And that would say that they still believe that is the case. Now, some of the lawyers that worked towards the lawsuit initially that sued, they are excited because what they're saying is by them not appealing, that means that they understand that those schools weren't getting what they need. So if you look at some of the back and forth that's gone on at this point, they're all focused on the future. Both sides are saying, let's agree how we can move forward and do what's best for the kids.
So what is next? I mean, what are the potential paths before us here?
That is what we are looking at now. The question asked every side was, what's next? How much money? How are they going to figure out how much money is needed? What we're being told is they are going to start looking at the different schools. Each school has different needs. You may have a school that needs help with English as a second language. You may have a school that needs help with the facilities or the building itself. So they're going to try to determine what the schools need. Once they determine that, then they can come up with a budget. They have a Basic Education Funding Commission that's going to work to determine what is needed and where. And that's a big question. Is it billions of dollars? Is it multi-millions? Every school is going to have to put in to those discussions what they need to determine what is needed.
Could there be a future battle? I mean, now that this door to litigation is closed, what's the next fight?
Some have said, you know, the Law Center, some groups are saying that, you know, if we don't get the money that is needed and within a timely manner, they may have to take it back to the courts to expedite that. But the biggest thing here is the biggest hurdle of whether or not there was a termination. This lawsuit is now over. There's a victory. Funding, we know, will be provided. It's just how much and when. And with the session coming up in February, a lot of people are hoping that there will be discussions before then to help determine what is needed.
So the plaintiffs, if they don't like the remedy, could sue again or sort of trigger more litigation.
Right. And right now, what they're saying is they're trying to move forward in this moment, I think, and they're saying that they want to understand what the schools need and they want to provide to the lawmakers. Because if you don't have an exact monetary number, how can you say we're going to give you this amount of money to do this when they don't know what is needed? So I think it's going to be important and incumbent upon both sides to work together to figure out exactly how much money and then how they can get it done. One of the lawmakers I spoke to, they said that the biggest hurdle is now over. And now is a time to move forward in action. But they're not talking about filing more lawsuits just yet. They're hoping that they can at least get this established first and get some leeway there.
Yeah. Any ideas? We have only about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Any ideas on how this kind of ties to the budget impasse? Because there's still that battle over the budget in Harrisburg.
Right. That is something that they're also looking at. You know, when I talked to Jordan Harris, State Representative Jordan Harris, and I asked him, I said, you know, what happens if it takes too long or if the money isn't there or isn't decided? And he spoke a little bit, I'll tell you, he said the byproduct of the lawsuit, he quote says, is now that we have a ruling, we have a once in a generation in mind to properly address what education should look like in the Commonwealth and what tools should be in our toolbox. The biggest picture here is figuring out how much. I think that's, and then from there, seeing how they can get that money to the schools.
Thank you so much, Amanda. That's Amanda Fitzpatrick, City Education Reporter for WHYY.